Hi, I'm Mal Majoros. I am an 8-year cancer survivor. My blog, The Cancer Warrior, is one of the top 10 breast cancer blogs, according to blogs.com. I'm here to bring a fresh, upbeat perspective to a topic that to some may seem scary. A positive mental attitude got me through my cancer, and I hope to share that with you. So sorry about that, fans. I took a couple weeks off, had some things going on, but we're jumping right back into it with Ankit Kansagra. Said that right? Got it right the second time?
Yeah.
We're talking about tumorman.org, but first we want to talk a little bit about you, Ankit, and you know about your relationship with cancer. Then we're going to jump right into Tumor Man because this is a cool story.
Yeah. Mel, first of all, thank you for having me, and it's exciting.
Yes.
I'm an oncology fellow. I'm in the final year of my training. I work up in Massachusetts with Tufts University, and I've been treating and helping cancer patients over the last many years in various fashions and forms and in directly involved, obviously, with patient care for 3 years. And, the most exciting part, how I got into this is seeing my patients every day. And you know, what you see is how I define is what is the invention is the mother of necessity. And when you see things, you can hey, listen, I need to find something to fix this thing. So say, for example, I share a story of this very lovely, lovely patient of mine. And she's a school teacher, 2 young kids, and she fought through colon cancer like a superstar. You know, she had cancer spread to different places, but she tolerated treatment well. I mean, you know, our journey wasn't easy by no means. And Mel, you know it very well. You know, it doesn't go so quick. And then, there were bad days. There were really bad times, you know, both financially or sometimes going through emotional distress. But we went through it. And, you know, when I see these patients, I feel there's one thing which we can help these guys is using some technology, an innovative technology. I mean, you know, like cell phone connects pretty much everybody who we know of nowadays. And so we thought I walk into my patient's room and, you know, I see them playing Candy Crush or, you know, like most fans, and chopping off those fruits and stuff like that. So, and, you know, I thought they enjoy doing this. So how can we create something which they can link to? And where they can get more information from there, and it's something which they can connect with. And that's how we came with a thought of, you know, creating a game which cancer patients, survivors, their families can relate to and say, hey, this is a character which is developed, which the person is going to see and use some real-world strategies, like, hey, I'm fighting with chemotherapy. And then, you know, you use that sense while you are playing a game. And so that kind of creates something more fun and exciting. And we also, you know, how we are doing is also using different stages. So, like, there is a breast cancer stage, there is a lung cancer. So they also learn about what it is. You know, I also want people to learn how the anatomy of some of these diseases are, because you know, you go to a doctor's office and they tell you, oh, this was how your breast tissue was, and this is where the tumor was, and this is how we removed. If you had looked at once, then you know it sounds a little bit more familiar. So that's how I came into it, and I got help from, you know, a lot of cancer patients, survivors, to kind of, you know, brainstorm this idea before I say, okay, this is the way to go. And that's how we slowly developed over, I would say, the last year or so.
Wow. So not too much thought into it is what you're saying.
Yeah.
How long have you been at Tufts studying cancer?
Yeah, I've been with Tufts for about 7 years.
Oh, wow. Awesome. And you're digging Boston? Because I went to school in Boston.
Did you? Yes. I spent about 5 years right in Boston. And then right now I'm in the western part of Massachusetts, about in Springfield area.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Where were you in Boston?
Oh, I went to school at Emerson, which is right on Comm Ave. So enjoyed a lot of school.
Awesome.
There. Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, great.
So how did you, you came up with a game. That's awesome. Because seeing, like you said, a lot of people are on their phone, either on, you know, Facebook or, like you said, doing the games. I can't tell you how many requests for Candy Crush or Farm Bill I've gotten that I'm just like, nope, I don't want to do that. And it's a great idea, learning about the cancer that you have, as well as being, I guess, now are you, for the title of the game is Tumor Man. Is the player going to be Tumor Man, fighting the different cancers?
Yeah. So great question. And so how it we thought about as a Tumor Man was, this is a superhero character, which we thought, you know, that's something which Yeah, there is a superhero in everybody of us, if you believe it or not. You know, and especially when people are faced with challenges like through cancer or fighting it, we have these strengths and abilities which come out. So we wanted something to be linked with it and say that, hey, you know, let's come up with a character or a name. And that's how we came with Tumor Man as a character. And so what happens is, you know, this is a character within the game, and the character goes through the organ and fights different cancer cells as the person plays it. So exactly when you are playing it, you are that character who is playing it. Now we are also working on creating, you know, a lot of different characters along the line. So a nurse, a physician, a granny, a grandma for it, cool. And a sister. You know, but we want this to not only have, you know, not only be just a game, but also create something which they relate to and have fun, you know?
That does sound like a lot of fun. And, you know, especially when you use something like a game to take your mind off of cancer, and especially if you're thinking, oh, I'm the tumor man, I'm killing the cancer cells in me. That's awesome.
Yeah, exactly.
So we were talking a little bit before the show. I mean, the game is still in development, correct?
Yeah, correct. Yeah, so we are working with developers and designers, and you know, they are, it's great when you have somebody who have the developers we are working on, they have more than 30 games they worked on, because we started with like doing one of my co-founders. He does know quite a bit of game development, so he started it. But you know, as a single person, it was gonna take like a few years by the time we could do it. You know, it just needs so much time and efforts to it, just as a full-time developer. So we ended up getting support and help from somebody who is a dedicated developer and a designer, and so that has been a great experience over the last many months.
Wow, that's awesome. That's fun, and especially when the developer that you're working with, I'm sure, just isn't one of those like, oh yeah, will you create another Candy Crush for me? It's like, which is great, because you know the person will make money, but at least this, you know, this is going to go and help cancer survivors, doctors, patients, and caregivers.
Yeah, definitely. And you know, it was the developers, we talked to a lot of them, and everybody were like, oh, awesome, I want to do this project. And you know, that kind of created obviously an enthusiasm for us too, that this is something which people are just get excited about.
So you have a couple ways that people can donate. Well, first of all, did you put any of your money into this? I mean, how did it start about? I mean, you have somebody who was a game developer.
Yeah.
I mean,
at this point we are just, you know, we want to put our own efforts, time and money in there to get at least something out to the people and see and get a feel of how things are. So I, you know, it's two of my buddies who are working with it, and so we all are chipping in our own money and help, trying to create this project.
But as we all know, we all don't have unlimited funds. I mean, I'm sure you're not like Steve Jobs or Bill Gates, who just says, oh yeah, just let me open up my wallet and all this like money will just come pouring out like a river, which would be nice, but that doesn't happen a lot. So we have you're telling me a couple of ways how we're going to be able to donate money or get money to your project.
Yeah. And so Kickstarter, right now we are on Kickstarter. If you look in the game section or search for Tumor Man, we are right up there. Mm-hmm. We have also been invited by the American Medical Association, and they are doing an innovation challenge. And if you win, we can get up to $25,000, so it would be great. And so people can just log into American Medical Association Innovation Challenge and upvote us, and you know, the people who get the most votes can be in the final section, and hopefully we can, you know, be up there. Right now we are in the top 5 seats in more than 80 projects up there, but we are in the top 5, and let's see how it goes. We will hopefully know about that innovation challenge by the end of this month too.
Oh wow, I'm trying to find your thing on the innovation challenge. Do you have a link for that?
I will put it on your Twitter thing, message.
Oh awesome, great. That's
awesome. Yeah.
Yeah, because we definitely want people, if they, you know, if people, not everyone has funds that they can donate, but if they can vote for you, I mean, that takes no time at all.
Yeah, definitely. That would be awesome. You know, we certainly will greatly appreciate that.
So is it just the winner of this gets money, or do they have like first, second, and third prizes? Or
I think, yeah, there's first, second, and the third. And I think the, you know, it's, I think, $25,000, $10,000, $5,000, something like that. It kind of goes down a little bit.
Wow. Wow, that's nothing to sneeze at. It even if you get third place, that's excellent.
Yeah, and you know, I think it's great that going into, so it's like we will be invited to do a physical presentation in front mm-hmm. of 500 people or so, and I think it will be also very helpful to just hear from people and get more input from people. You know, there would be anywhere from physicians to patients and also, you know, supporters of different fashion. So I really look forward to even able to go and talk to, you know, crowds and present some information to them.
Oh, yeah. And that's very important. And we can tell that you're passionate about this project. It's very good to have somebody who's passionate to talk about it. I know when you contacted me, what was it, like a month or so ago before you had your, a couple months ago, looking on Twitter. I know you're very passionate and you're still passionate. And I can't imagine anyone else, you know, winning this thing and being as passionate as you, going up there and saying, you know, this is great and this is what it can do for cancer patients and their and survivors and caregivers. Because I want to play this game. I want to picture like this. You know, I mean, I wish a lot of these innovations that are happening right now, I wish they had when I was going through treatment, for sure.
Thank you. And then we hope that, you know, we can create something something more evolving and exciting for patients and or folks like you when they need it, you know?
Oh, yes, exactly. Yeah, it's a very cool thing when you have something as easy as a game on an iPhone or Android or whatever your platform is to just take the person's mind off of it. And then it's also a learning tool, because you might be like, oh, well, like you said, sometimes a doctor says, well, you have invasive ductal carcinoma, which I had. Okay, I don't know what the hell that means. Like, pretty much, you have breast cancer. Yeah. Okay. You know, and I'm the kind of person, well, I'll ask questions, where a lot of people will be like, oh my God, I have this and I don't, you know, necessarily want to look it up. But if you have a game that has, you know, has your guy fighting cancer, it might alleviate some fears to looking it up. Because one of my doctors said, you know, as soon as you're diagnosed, and this is a great advice for anyone who's listening, as soon as you're diagnosed, don't go on the internet and look everything up, because your head will explode. And I was like, ah, what are you talking about? I look on the internet all the time, no problem. And I looked on, and you know, all you see is like, and the side effects, and this could happen, and this could happen, and this could happen.
Exactly.
And my fiance's like, she told you not to do that, right? Yes. And you're doing it anyway. Yes.
Yeah.
So, I mean, just, you know, something like a game might give somebody a little more courage to, you know, look for that or even find other. Will you be able to play other players or have like multiple player gameplay, or is that something maybe in the future?
That's certainly something which we look forward in future to, like, combining it and having multiple players. But as a start, it will be an individual player who will start playing. But, you know, as what you're mentioning, I mean, it's a great point you mentioned that, you know, there is so much resource out there that you just get confused, you know?
Yes.
Google it, breast cancer, and I'm sure you like information which is going to, like, you know, you go in depression just looking at the site, you know? I mean, forget about everything else. And, you know, one thing we wanted to do is give information within the game. So there will be pop-ups as you play the game. Like, over 24 hours, there will be, like, say, just one or two pop-ups. And it will say, hey, you know, like, and people can select it. So when you log into the game, it will ask you, do you want to get information just about breast cancer or breast cancer and lung cancer or like, all 10 cancers? And then you will get information, like, once or twice a day, which we are also working to say if somebody wants more or less. And it will give you, say, hey, you know, this is the pro for today, you know. And if there is some more information which links it to a tangible or a good source, we would put it in there, you know. So, like, the right, because there are so many sources, as we talked about. But say somebody goes to American Cancer Society, which we know has, like, you know, the right information. So examples like that. So that's what we would do in all of these, try to do it in these pop-ups that link it to the information to the right place and give information in a slowly digestible fashion and not just, you know, overload them with information.
Right. Here's this book. Here's this pamphlet. I got a pamphlet about breast cancer before my surgery, and I was just like, ah, no. Like you said, I think it's easier to digest in a game form or, you know, in a comic form, where it's just like, oh, yeah, and this could happen. And then, you know, you might have to go back to the doctor again for this. It's like, what?
Exactly. Yeah.
And this is probably one of the few times that you actually want pop-ups in on your phone.
You know, like, if you get exactly in that fashion, that if you get some information which can help you, you know, not just an inspirational quote, but some informational quote or line saying that, hey, you know, what to do with the port when you have chemotherapy, you know, is, I'm just throwing out examples,
right.
You know, and so that, you know, that could be useful for anybody going through chemotherapy because the port pops out and, you know, I don't know if you had one or not.
Oh, I did.
And, you know,
I hated it.
Right, exactly. And like, you don't know, you are like, oh, what the heck is this underneath my skin? What do I do? Can I shower? This and that. And there's, you know, tons of information with it. And with any type of intervention you go along, there is so much information. So, you know, if we hope to give some of these information in an easily understandable and digestible fashion, you know.
And well, the information and the applications are unlimited. You just have to keep getting more levels. I mean, what if I, you know, once this becomes a game and I start playing, I'm gonna have to call me like, dude, I already like won the game. You're gonna have to build more levels and stuff.
Yes. So no, exactly. You don't have to. And what I'm also asking the developers to do right now, and there would be some people who would say, hey, listen, I just want the information, one information a day. I don't care about playing your game, or I don't want anything else. I just want to. You want information a day. Well, I mean, that's what I also hope to do, you know, that hey, somebody are like, maybe they're not into gaming, and I understand that. Not everybody is in, but we hope that, you know, there is a worthwhile information or thing that they can get out of it, you know, maybe just once or twice a day.
I don't know why anyone wouldn't want to play a game. I'm just
kidding. Oh, no, that's what I'm going to propose. Go play a game, definitely. And it's fun. You know, honestly, it is real cool and fun. And all the beta testers we have had who are doing it, they're really excited of looking at it and playing it.
So I'm looking at your Kickstarter page, and it says that you have 25 days to go. You have $1,265 of your $15,000 goal. We got to get this up, man. I mean, come on.
Exactly. There we go. So, you know, we certainly need to get this up. So we, all the listeners, please go check it out, you know, and you can see it has a lot of information about what the game looks like, what it would be. And, you know, one of the cool things which is not done on Kickstarter, I know of, at least I've been looking into Kickstarter and buying things on Kickstarter for more than a year. But what we have done is we have collaborated with one other organization which helps kids with cancer, and they create cakes for patients or for, you know, younger kids who are going through treatment of any fashion. And so we have collaborated with them in some of the reward categories. If you won't just get a game and then things within the game, but you also get a cake. For, you know, whoever you want to give it to, your kid, your, you know, somebody who you know is suffering through or some, and it's not just you have to be suffered through a treatment, but it's a fun little cape which the kids can play around with. So I think it's a very fun thing which we have tried to do working with other organizations to come up with this reward, that's what they call it, in Kickstarter rewards, right. And have a combination of something which is, you know, people will look forward to getting those rewards at home soon, you know?
Right. So what you're saying is, like, who doesn't like capes when they're like Halloween or anything? I mean, that's awesome.
Yeah.
I want a cape. So, I mean, looking at Kickstarter, you have a lot of great... they call them backers, Supreme Plus package. You get a thank you. Do you become a digital enemy? Like, you name an enemy.
So you can create an enemy. So what, you know, it's like, say, if Mel, you say, hey, I want to make an enemy and say, we will work with you in creating what character the enemy looks like and what will happen if somebody attacks that enemy, how the enemy will attack the character, the Tumor Man character, you know, all the graphics behind it, all the development. So we will, I mean, obviously none of us will need a degree for development or designing, but all our designers and developers will all be in the same group meetings, and we will walk you through. And so you, this is literally, you know, people with the next that particular reward, they can make a character, they can name whatever they wanted, they can be 100% involved with the designing and the development process of that character.
Oh my God, that's awesome.
Yeah.
How awesome is that?
It is. It's gonna be super cool. I think people will really love it. And you know, you can also make a character within the game. So say, for example, like a Tumor Man character, you want, you know, a character Mr. X, say, for example, and you have in your mind what Mr. X looks like, we will work with you to design that character within the game, and everybody will be able to use that character.
That's awesome. How often do you get that chance? I mean, you can make your own character within, you know, your own game when you play, like, Halo or whatever, but you can't just go to Halo and say, like, oh, yeah, that's me. That's my guy that I created. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's. I think that people would really enjoy doing that. It's a fun reward. And Hope, thank you for bringing that up. And yes, guys, check it out. It's going to be a real cool reward.
Now, once you get your Kickstarter money, when is the AMA Ovation Challenge? When is that? When is that over, or when do they vote? Or
we will know. So we will be selected by the end of this month.
Oh wow!
Who are top five category, and then whoever in the top five,
right,
will go to Chicago and present in front of 500 or 1,000 people, and from there top three finalists are going to be selected. So in next month or so, we will know where we are.
Wow, so it's kind of like when you're the top five, it's like Shark Tank. You go and you like talk to them. Well, I don't know. I mean, that's the only, for people who watch, I only know like bits and pieces of that show. But
correct,
I mean, that's the kind of thing. It's like, this is the kind of thing we want to do. And that's great that I had no idea that the American Medical Association did that kind of thing. And that's awesome.
Yeah, I think this is the first year we are participating in it, but I think it encourages physicians and medical students or in the field to come up with ideas which can help patients in real life.
Oh, yeah, definitely. The applications for anybody doing that, I know you're going to win this year, so next year, whoever will have to, like, come up with something, but that's just awesome that they'll just, like, help you, give you money and probably promote it or do whatever the AMA will do and help you out and get it out there.
Yeah, and they what they're suggesting is they can help us connect with individuals or organizations or institutions who would help us grow this more than what at a personal or individual level I or anybody else can do.
Right. So when it becomes an app and you download it, is it going to be like will you buy the app and then the money goes towards something, or is it just be a free online game?
No, it's free. No,
oh, okay.
That's a great point. We don't want people to be like, paying just to download this thing. I think it's certainly for free for people to download. How we want to help people as a means of donation is an excellent point. Also, you mentioned, and what we are planning to do is also a really fun and innovative way. And how it will happen is people can, as you keep on playing, there are what we collected is called red cells in there. So you will collect red cells and make a blood bag. And you can pretty much donate that blood bag, which will be transformed or transferred into a virtual currency. So say, for example, and just throwing as an example, this first, when I say that, it sounds very confusing, but what's going to happen is, say, for example, if you have 100 blood bags, that equals to $1. Mm-hmm. And so we will give, and this is it, I'm just putting out examples.
Right, example.
What happened is you will be given an option of like 10, 15 charities and say, okay, I want to give $5, which I have made while playing the game. And you don't have to, players won't have to put money in there. They just have to, get more points by playing it. And they would say, okay, of those $5, I want to give $3 to American Red Cross and $2 to American Cancer Society.
Mm-hmm.
And we would fundraise for them, and we would give it to that organization. So it's kind of playing for a purpose,
That is awesome.
The more you play, you have fun, you learn something, and you're also able to help the community in return,
That's awesome, because I know, like myself, when I was going through treatment, I wanted to help, or even after, I wanted to help others. But, with medical bills and stuff, it's like, I don't really have even just $3 to donate, because I got to, all these doctors
hey,
that's I need to pay my bill. What? Yeah. So, that's great that it's, that it's a virtual thing and you don't have to pay for it. Because I know a lot of times when you look on, I have an iPhone, so you look on the App Store and it's like, oh, yeah, 99 cents. And then you get it. And I'm like, well, this wasn't even worth the $1 that I spent for downloading it, But that's great that it's going to be a free download. And, so let's say you get the information from the pop-ups. You can get so you keep playing, you get your blood bank.
Yeah.
You just, I believe you thought of everything in this game. The only thing you haven't thought of is how the actual Tumor Man can actually do, like, the, what was that movie, Fantastic Voyage, where you can shrink him down and go in your body and attack the cancer. Do you remember that movie?
I mean, what the storyline is, we asked what the Tumor Man character and how the storyline develops, and so we are putting out, you know, as a brief background of it is, and you know, one of the powers to its Tumor Man, because this is something which how the Tumor Man or the character gets the power. This was a young kid who was affected by cancer, and you know, at least in our storyline, that and that's how he gets the power, and he has the power of shrinking to a size that that's how the Tumor Man is Zepto power. Is he can shrink to such a small size. Zepto is like 10^-9. So he can go into this micro DNA size and hypothetically go into a person's body and start fighting that cancer. So that's kind of the storyline behind our character, to have a fun and interesting background to it too. And so we have a comic writer who is helping us write a brief comic about it too.
Oh, that's awesome. So will that be available like as a download also?
I think just, you know, we'll put it on our website, and mm-hmm. we want to have to have it for, you know, read it and enjoy it. We haven't thought about that. It's like, but it will be to be able to be downloaded somehow freely, you know?
Right. So after you get this game, I mean, what's next? You get this game going, and then what? Is that everything that you work on? I mean, you're an oncology fellow. I mean, what else would you be doing?
Yeah, so I think this game, certainly we want to bring it up, the potential of this thing. Some of the ideas which I have had in my mind is I want to have tailored material of knowledge for the patients, you know, or anybody, or caregivers or survivors, and say they can say, I'm suffering from, you know, stage 2 breast cancer, and I'm a cancer survivor. I'm done with my 6 months of chemotherapy or radiation. So we want to be able to give them information just on the survivorship part, you know,
right.
what matters completely to them and just to themselves, you know, or I went through this ABC chemotherapy and what should I watch out for the next 5 years, you know, like Taxol or this and that. And so that's one thing I want to do afterwards, mm-hmm. as we grow and able to focus things. And then the second thing I really look forward to doing is individual fundraising, you know. So like right now we are fundraising for, as an organization. So you would play the game, you raise $50, and you can decide which 2 or 5 or 10 organizations you can give it to. But I want to do is that you can donate it to an individual or person, you know. So
that's awesome.
suffering through leukemia, and he needs help financially. So little Tommy's family and friends, all they have to do is if they create teams on the application or the game, they can, more people as they play it, they can say, like, I want to give all the money I raised through by playing the game to little Tommy, and all will go to one focused person. So I think that can, you know, that's the vision which I want to bring it up and help and take it from an organizational level to an individual level. And you know how, you know, even a small, like, you know, help transportation from home to the cancer center, you know, $20 on a cab ride helps them too, you know. So whatever they will be able to do, I think that's my hope, that take it to a level where we can, it's kind of, you know, a cancer run or a cancer walk, but just virtually.
That's awesome. And just like that, like I said, the half hour is over. And I mean, I love the fact that you want to help individual people, because, you know, a lot of times I love helping organizations too, but there's always like, well, I wish I could help, like you said, little Tommy, and I wish I could donate. And, you know, sometimes people have their pride and they don't want to be like, well, here's a Visa card. No, I don't want that. But if you get like in a virtual world, here's something, they might take it a little easier than just offering them, you know, just from a person. From a personal standpoint, which I'm sure you know what I'm talking about. But just like that. Tumorman.org is your website, correct? Where you can find all the information about everything. And we'll link that to our show page and everything. And I know everyone wants to do the Kickstarter, which I will post on the Cancer Warrior Facebook page as well. Well,
thank
okay,
you.
Thank you so much. This was awesome. This was a lot more than I thought it would be. I thought it was just going to be a game, but you got it going on, man.
Thank you, Mel. It was great talking to you, man. And we'll keep you updated on how things go with our AMA challenge in upcoming months.
Excellent. Well, hang on. I'm going to wrap up like I usually do. This is Mel Majerus. I am the Cancer Warrior. You can always find me on Facebook because I am a Facebook junkie. Check out my blog, thecancerwarrior.blogspot.com. And as always, life looks pretty good from where I'm sitting. Sending you good vibes. It's the Cancer Warrior on EmpowerRadio.com.